Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for ways to win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Welcome to the Overnight Success Podcast, brought to you by Maria Hatzistefanis. Maria is the founder of Rodial and Nip and Fab, best-selling author, and on a mission to help you achieve your dreams. Maria's highly anticipated third book, How to Live Your Best Life, is now available on Amazon.
Hi, everyone. I hope you are all doing well. I know a lot of you follow me on social media on my @MrsRodial accounts as you love my fashion. So today I'm doing a bonus episode and sharing my top 10 wardrobe secrets. So your wardrobe reflects who you are. We all need to reinvent ourselves and assess our style over time. What looked great 5 years ago may not look that great anymore. Does your image reflect how you look today and who you want to be? Dress for the job you want, not the job you have, as they say. But seriously, looking good and projecting the best possible image combined with your own personal branding can take you places. These are my top 10 tips to sort out your wardrobe. Number one, declutter, declutter, declutter. I used to review my wardrobe 1 or 2 times a year, and I would still keep a few things for sentimental reasons, hoping one day I would wear them again. Over the past year, I have been ruthless. I have gone down to bare bones and have only kept pieces that make me feel good while wearing them. I now have less, but when I open my closet, I like what I see, and I wear it all. Number two, don't save pieces for special occasions. I don't shop for special occasions anymore, and if I spend money on something, I need to make sure it takes me from the office to a cocktail. I always think twice before I buy something, and whatever it is, it has to pass the adaptability test and go with at least another 2 or 3 pieces I already own. This way, I enjoy everything I buy rather than saving it and possibly never wearing it. Number three, go for separates rather than dresses. I used to buy a lot of dresses that proved to be difficult to mix and match, and I would end up only getting a few wears out of them. Now, I invest in skirts and trousers and can dress them up or down with a tee or a blouse and put the jacket with jeans and curate a lot more looks. Number four, update your look with shoes. I find that the trends in clothes don't change as much as shoes. I do like to wear the latest shoe, but equally, I don't keep old pairs. I'd much rather they find another home through Vestiaire Collective or eBay. I give away my high street pieces to my local charity shop and remember the rule. One in, one out. Number 5. Day bags have a bit more longevity. I like a big, luxurious day bag in black that I can use every single day for at least a year. It needs to fit everything for my day, but also needs to travel and hold an iPad. I like to invest in a designer day bag from Balenciaga, Givenchy or Prada, as I use it a lot and it's worth the investment. Number 6. I'm not bothered so much about investing in a load of evening bags as I think they're overpriced and I don't really care about making a statement with an evening bag. I buy a good quality simple clutch from Celine, Off-White or Bottega in black white, and my criterion is always that it goes with everything and I can use it all the time. Number 7. Tailoring is important. I almost always have a tailor to fix my trousers and jackets to my height. The fit has to be right for a pulled-together look. Tailoring can also give an old item a new lease of life, something I have done recently with some old trousers. It's amazing what a little tailoring update can do. Number 8. I use a lot of belts to pull coats or jackets together at the
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Waist or on trousers and jeans to give them some interesting detail. Number 9. I never invest in summer clothes. I have a wardrobe of simple tees and shorts and may get an occasional new pair of sandals, but it's a wardrobe that's not really important for me, especially I live in London and I'm working most of the year. I'd much rather invest in winter clothes and all-weather basics. And number 10, jean shapes change with fashion and can look very outdated very quickly. I have started investing in just one or two pairs in dark gray, black or white. I find these colorways far more sophisticated than standard blue denim, especially the light washes that can look unprofessional. I love a good old worn-in pair of Levi's though. They have great shape and quality. I hope you guys enjoyed my top 10 wardrobe secrets. If you like this list, you can read more about how I fix my wardrobe on my book, How to Make It Happen, Turning Failure into Success. And see you next time.
If you like the Overnight Success Podcast,
please make sure you tell a friend, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and don't forget to leave us a rating or comment. You can find me at Mrs. Rodial on Twitter and Instagram. This is the Overnight Success Podcast. I am Maria Hatzistefanis. See you next week.